I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Now, as Christians, we are told not to worry, to be anxious for nothing, but our title today is, I've worried, I've had a panic attack, what now? Well, like I said, the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let's go to point one, the realness of our struggle. Let's be honest. Even as Christians, we worry. We face panic. We face moments when our hearts race, our minds spin, and fear feels louder than faith. Maybe you've had a panic attack. Your chest tightens. Your thoughts spiral. And you feel far from peace. And then almost immediately comes the guilt. If I really trusted God, I wouldn't feel this way. But hear this truth. God is not angry with you for feeling anxious. He's not disappointed in you for panicking. The Bible is full of people who faced fear. Elijah hid in a cave. Think about it. Elijah hid in a cave after calling fire down from heaven. David wept in despair. Peter sank beneath the waves, yet God didn't abandon them. He met them right there in the middle of their shaking hands and their racing hearts. Point two, God meets you in the middle. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Listen to that. I'm going to read it again. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. This includes you. When panic strikes, it can feel like you're alone. Trust me, I've felt that way a lot lately. But that's the moment when God is closest. He doesn't wait until you get it together. He steps into the storm with you. Remember when Jesus walked on the water towards his disciples? The storm was raging. The wind was howling. And the disciples were terrified. But Jesus said, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Matthew 14:27. He didn't say, calm down first, then I'll come. He said, it's me. I'm already here. Point three, the power of prayer and breath. When worry takes over, the simplest thing we can do is breathe and pray. They do an exercise in training in law enforcement where it's hold your breath, one, two, three, four, breathe out, one, two, three, four, don't breathe, one, two, three, four, breathe in, one, two, three, four. There's a purpose for that. And they do it quite a few times. And what that does is that resets. But in the same time, we do that exercise, we can breathe and pray. Doesn't have to be a long, fancy prayer. It could be a simple cry. Jesus, help me. God, be near. Holy Spirit, calm my heart. Each breath can be an act of worship. Each inhale says, God, you are with me. Each exhale says, I release this to you. Philippians 4:7 says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Think of this. It surpasses all understanding when there is absolutely no reason to be at peace. The peace of God can be with you, in your heart, guarding you, and your mind in Christ Jesus. That word guard in Greek means to stand watch like a soldier. God's peace doesn't just visit you. It stands guard over your heart. What to do after the storm. Once the panic passes, don't run from what happened. Bring it to God. Ask him, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this? Oh man, I ask him that all the time. Sometimes anxiety is a signal, not a sin. It tells us we've been carrying too much alone. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Another word for cares could be anxiety. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The word cast means to throw off, to take the burden from your shoulders and place it on his. You weren't built to carry it all. So after the panic attack, instead of shame, choose surrender. Instead of guilt, choose grace. Instead of hiding, choose his presence. Point five, God's renewal. for the anxious heart. Isaiah 40, 31 promises, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Renewal means God takes what's worn out, your mind, your heart, your faith, and fills it again. So what now? You rest, you breathe, you pray, you let God hold you until your heart steadies again. Remember, your panic does not define your faith. Your faith is not proven by the absence of fear, but by what you do when fear comes. And when you turn to Jesus, even trembling, that's faith. Let's pray. God, we bring our fears, our panic, and our restless thoughts. We admit we've tried to control what only you can handle. Wrap your arms around us when our anxieties rise. Help us to breathe in your peace and exhale our fear. Teach us to trust that even when our minds race, your spirit remains calm. We thank you that you never leave us, not in our panic, not in our worry, not in our weakness. Renew our strength and restore our peace in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.